This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia, with our fifth podcast on smallmouth bass fishing. Thus far, we have covered the motivation and as to why you would fly fish for smallmouth, the food that we find the smallmouth feeding upon, the tackle that we used, and the one we did last week, I'm especially pleased with, the reading the water. That is a very, very important part of smallmouth fishing. Now, today we're going to be talking about the tactics for fishing for smallmouth bass with streamers during the time period of early April into mid-May. From here on, I'm going to be talking about strictly the tactics, and I'm going to be using the seasonal sequence, just as it happens here in the Mid-Atlantic area, especially in the middle of Virginia where I'm doing most of my fly fishing. So if you're in a different geographical area, you may want to add or take away a little of the time period. Now, the problem that we encounter here in our smallmouth fishing starting in early April is that frequently we will have high streams. Now, there are a couple ways I get around this. I keep fishing unless we really are in flood stage. Frequently, what we'll do in April and early May is to float the river with a boat or a canoe. We use a high drift boat frequently. And we'll float the river because we find that we can float over water, that the bass will be feeding along the banks and things, when it's actually too high to get out there and wade it. So floating the river is one way to beat the high water early in the season. The second thing, if I'm wading, I know where there are many large islands, and I'll go fish on the small side of the island. The main part of the river may be practically in flood stage, but I can get behind those islands. In fact, I did this just yesterday and did reasonably well. The other thing I do is go upstream. Now, I'm in Edinburgh, Virginia, on the North Fork of the Shenandoah. I'm fortunate in this respect because there are three feeders coming in upstream from me, carrying probably half of the water volume of the North Fork of the Shenandoah right here in Edinburgh. So as I go upstream, I'm getting above many of these feeders, and I can find ideal water level 15, 20 miles upstream when actually right here beside Edinburgh, it may be higher than I want. So it's important to be at the right place at the right time. And if you're out fishing in my country, just swing in here and I'll show you how to take advantage of this. Now, the tackle we use for the high water in the spring is a little different than what I might use in the middle of the summer. The strongest sinking line I use is a Teeny 200. Now, that goes down like man overboard. That sinks at around 5.5 inches per second in the first 28 feet of the line. And that will punch down through almost any water level I have. If I don't need quite that extreme a sinking rig, I'll go to the Scientific Angler Mastery Sink Tip 3 line. Now, that sinks from 2 to 4 inches per second over about the first 15 feet of the line. Then, as the water level recedes, I'll use something like maybe incorporating the mini lead head. That's the one I used to make out of a lead core trolling line. I might use a floating line and put that mini lead head in there. Then the fourth thing I would do would maybe just use simple split shot on the leader to help me get down. And then finally, just resorting to the flies that we use those little barbell eyes on. And then that'll help me get to the bottom. Now, those last three, of course, I'm using with a floating line. But that will let me cover almost any water level I have short of an extreme flood type situation. Now, of course, on the teeny and the sink tip lines, I use a 5-foot leader down to about 10-pound test. On my floating lines, I'm practically always using a 9-foot 2X Murray's Bright Butt leader. Now, with that in mind, let's look at some of the tactics we use. Having fished this area all my life, I've got favorite places I go early in the year, sort of nostalgic, plus some of them are right productive early in the year. Starting at the head of the pools, I will fish down and across. If you're looking at that picture of Jeff, my son, on the website, Jeff is fishing one of our favorite areas here. Now, you'll see he is fishing down and across stream. That stream is going from left to right as you look at that picture. Jeff is fishing down and across stream, actually casting back toward the bank. He's fishing in an area I call a bank bay. Now, that's just my terminology. A bank bay is an area cut back into the bank by high water from past years, usually about the size of a billiard table. Water back in there will be running knee-deep to maybe hip-deep. Many large bass early in the year will pull back into these bank bays. And Jeff is casting down and across at about, he's fishing probably a 45-degree angle there as he casts right back against the bank and then swims his streamer out into the main flow. And he'll make, in an area size of billiard table, he'll make probably maybe 10 casts back in there. And it's not at all unusual to pick up about 3 or 4 good bass out of each one of those bank bays. And they're pretty easy to spot. They're just indentations cut back into the bank. Now, after we finish fishing a bank bay like Jeff is doing there, then we'll turn and go out to the left of where he's standing right there. That's the main flow of the river. And we're going to probably make a cast downstream 10 degrees, 20 degrees, let your streamer sink down deeply. By the way, those of you don't know what I'm calling a streamer in my lingo means minnow imitations, or bait fish, could be a little sunfish, could be a baby bass. But that's what I'm calling a streamer, something that would imitate the food that the bass are feeding on. So casting down and across, slight angle, give the fly time to sink down across, down into the stream bottom, and then crawl it across the stream bottom with about a 6-inch strip about every 5 seconds. Strip that back, take a little baby step downstream, shoot it back out there, crawl it across the stream bottom at the same way, and you can cover the whole pool doing this type thing. Now, this is a very, very effective technique early in the year because you're going to show your bass to everybody. I mean, show the fly to every bass out there in the river. So they may not all take it, but by covering the river systematically like this, you're going to make sure they see it. Good flies early in the year. The heaviest fly we sell is the Murray's Mad Tom. Not only does that have the heavy eyes, but that's got weight tied into the body when we tie it. Shank's White Streamer, we tie that one pretty heavily. The olive shrimp, the Murray's olive shrimp, and about a, all these probably being about a size 4 and 6. The olive shrimp we tie heavily. The pearl marauder, the black marauder we tie pretty heavily. So those are the kind of flies we use early in the year to imitate the various foods that the smallmouth are feeding on. Now, if you have any questions on any of this, just give me a ring at the fly shop in Edinburgh and I'll be glad to help you on it. Next week we're going to cover this same time period, but we'll be talking about the tactics we use early in the year in which we're going to be fishing nymphs. Thank you very much. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia.